Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems, especially Christian G, Evelyn P, and Cassandra G. Y'all are the rock stars in our BFFs, BBF BFFs tier. And if y'all also want to support the ongoing production of this podcast, feel free to join us. You can join us for as little as $1. And $5 gets you video versions of all the new episodes. $10 gets you an extra episode. And yeah, it helps us like devote some time to this. So Bitter Brown Femmes, look us up on Patreon. The link is also in the description. All right, let's start the show. Let's do it live. Doo-doo-doop. Hello, hello. I am one of your hosts, Ruben. Coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And this week's recession indicator is that people are no longer using or like taking the they them out of their bios little by little. Yeah,
Tragic.
and Demi Lovato got married to a heterosexual man, so there's that. There goes a baddie.
Bring those they thems back.
Yeah, bring him
Bring
back.
them back.
Even get a little spicy. Some of the Z-Zims, like let's bring it back, y'all. Like get more woke now. Because if all the they-thems are gone, who's gonna make your coffee?
Donald Trump.
In the sense that.
I hope everyone knows that reference.
We get comments like, "How dare you? This is disrespectful to baristas, not
I
all of
have a
us.
corporate job. How dare
I'm
you?
a lawyer. I'm a lawyer, they them." I'm like, okay, good for you. It was like somebody
You,
got mad
I
that
bet
we
you still know how to make a badass latte,
Yeah,
though.
at home, I bet you give your polycule the best fucking matcha latte the world has ever seen.
Matcha with oat milk. I
Real.
know.
Oh, that
Kill
sounds good actually.
it.
And I'm not even that big on matcha because there's something like dusty about it, like in my mouth.
Earthy. It's supposed to be
Yeah, I don't
earthy.
know about that. I ate enough dirt as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of,
Well,
but what?
I was gonna say, I ate a lot of weird shit as a kid too. Yeah, let's not go into that. Let's not go into that. But speaking of the new Lilo and Stitch movie that I saw.
Damn,
So
come
real
for her.
quick. So a few things. Number one, I'm sorry, there I don't know if this is considered like spoilers. So I mean, sorry, fast forward or come back to this if it means that much to you, I guess. I was not I've only seen the original Lilo and Stitch one time. Like
Oh
I
my
didn't grow
God.
up with that movie. It came out like in 2002. I don't know when it came out, but it was not a movie that I watched a lot. Like I said, I watched it once. I don't remember a lot of it. I know a lot of people are big fans of Lilo and Stitch. So, I was seeing a lot of conversation about the movie. Which is why I saw the live action, because I wanted to get in on the critique of it. So I did. I watched it for you all. And I just want to say, first and foremost, I guess any critique of that movie should be, I guess, how do I say this? From people who are actually in Hawaii, right? Like actual Hawaiians that are critique, like their thoughts on the movie. But I was seeing a lot of how it's like state propaganda and pro Hawaii tourism, I guess, were the main like critiques that I saw of it. Yeah, the whole thing was a little weird. It was a little weird. In the original movie, there's like some, I don't want to say it's state interference. There's not like a social worker. There's a social worker in this new movie that I guess she wasn't really like a character in the cartoon, which sucks because She's actually played by the actress who voiced Nani in the cartoon. So I guess maybe they wanted her to be a part of, so they're like, let's give her this role. Also, she plays Cassandra in Wayne's World. I don't, I wish I knew her name and I can't Google it right now. But anyway, the point is, this is her, like a new role that they made. She's a social worker. And so we all know CPS is full of shit, right? And so having that, I don't know, that being a big part of the movie where it's like CPS is stepping in and they're like, we're gonna take Lilo away from you if you don't get your shit together, right? With like instead of helping this like teenager, like they both lost their parents, like instead of like one of the big things is that they're like, you need to get on health and you need to get health insurance for you and Lilo. And you need to do these three things. You need to clean the house, you need to get health insurance and get a job, I think, like pay these bills. If not, we're gonna take Lilo away from you. And it's just like, okay. I was seeing conversations about Medicaid. Like, it's just like, obviously, they can't say Medicaid, but it's like, in reality, they would both be on Medicaid, right? Like, so the whole thing at the end of this movie is like, Lilo almost drowns and she ends up in the hospital. And they're like, well, you don't have health insurance. So, like, what did I tell you? I told you to apply for this fucking health insurance and you didn't. And so now, in order to pay this hospital bill, you can hand her over to us, give up your rights, and we'll cover the cost of this hospital bill, or you're going to be in debt, right? Or either way, we're going to take her because we told you to get this health insurance. It's just like, it's wild, but it's also like such a real thing. Like the state, like CPS will be like, you don't have money to feed your kids. Well, we're going to take them away instead of actually helping families and helping parents like with money. They're going to like take your kids away and pay someone else to take care of your kids essentially. Because that's what like foster care is. And anyway, and then on top of that, adding to layer that a lot of Indigenous kids are taken away from their Indigenous families, right? I don't know the percentages, but it's high for Indigenous people, for Indigenous families to get their kids taken away. So it's just, it's, yeah, when I think of it in that angle, it was just like, why? Like, why is this the premise of this movie and this like kids movie, which again, it was a little bit like that in the cartoon from what I remember, but not as much like state interference, I guess. And then a thing, something else people had a problem with was that at the end of the movie, Nani moves to the US to pursue like college. And they didn't like that either. So anyway, that was just a little bit of that movie that I saw. And yeah, it was a little whack.
Yeah, like where do you even start? Like, first of all, like there's like programs to go. Didn't you go to like study like marine life or something?
Marine, so the whole thing is like marine biology that she wants to study, and they keep like kind of inserting this like, there's like this one part where she's like, you're gonna join the Marines or like go join the Marine, like, and she's like, no, it's marine biology or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, so now we're telling, like, we're like explicitly saying go join the Marines in this Disney movie, like that's
Oh.
intentional too. And also like the flag, like the Hawaiian state flag, like it's just it's yeah, it was a
Like
lot.
they could study that in Hawaii and like tuition would be like a different deal. Additionally, like how the fuck did she not get healthcare? Like what was she would have gotten health care as like a lower income like orphan like in some way, right? That's so
Yeah,
dumb.
but I guess it's just like the thing, like you have to sign up for it, or like instead of being like, listen, let me sign you up for this Medicaid that you should already be on, right? Let me give you like, that's what I mean, like these resources, let me help out. And then the bitch ass neighbor doesn't even help her, which
Oh
pisses me
God.
off.
So she goes into foster care or she goes with the lady?
So yeah, so at the end of the movie, she pretty much gives her to the state, but the state gives like, it's like this neighbor's like fostering her, right?
Not
Technically.
the Nani voice actor person.
No, she's
Just
just
a
a social
neighbor.
worker. The
Oh my
neighbor, which she
God.
does come out in like the movie. So like the neighbor is this like older woman who does help out a little bit like with childcare, but it's also like not enough where I like it just it's not believable to me because I
Yeah.
feel like if they were close to this older, you know what I mean? Like this neighbor, this older woman who probably knew her parents, like she would be a little bit more involved or she would
Yeah.
be like, hey, like let me help you out,
Yeah.
right? But it's not till the end of the movie that they're like, oh, this is the plan. Like, just give her to the, just hand over Lilo, and then like, we'll this lady will foster her
Yeah.
while you go study in.
Like
I.
so many thoughts, because like foster care and like the orphanage system has historically been a way to like destroy indigenous families specifically, but also a lot of other like families of color. Because like you said, yeah, like the state suddenly has money to take care of your child, but not to help you take care of your child, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also thinking about this long-held observation that I've had where like universities also tear like families apart, particularly those families that are more communal in structure. Like, you know, the white nuclear family model doesn't care if like your children go off and like, you know, do their own thing, because the nuclear family is like, oh, well, we did our job. Like, now you two go, like, now you children go start nuclear families elsewhere. Like, those are made to be like singular, individualistic, like pods, right? So, universities forcing people essentially to like move to get a specific type of education is like embedded in the nuclear family, but it destroys like families that are more communal, where we all, you know, always exist for one another, right? So that's something I observed when I was at UC Davis, and I saw that a big reason why, like, you know, Latinx and, you know, Black and Southeast Asian indigenous students, like, we were all like, our graduation rates at the time were super low. And a part of it was that we didn't know how to function in this individualistic like stratosphere. We were used to communal learning and cooperative learning and being with families. Like, family units were so important to our ability to learn, right? And so seeing like one of the biggest things, like outside of money, that was hurting a lot of marginalized students is like being super homesick and being thrust into this like super white environment and having like nothing to hold on to. And a lot of people would just leave, like would just drop out because of that. Like, and so seeing that being pushed as aspirational, like, is like a form of colonization in the context of like
Absolutely.
separating families in Hawaii, out of all places, which is already like still recovering from like the fires, right? And undergoing, well, for the last, you know, decades since, you know, like has been trying to fight back like the harms of tourism, which is ultimately what this movie was pushed for, right? So that Disney can have like, you know, a new wave of clientele that understands Hawaii under this Lilo and Stitch like framework of like Disneyfication. It like saddens me because I saw like the first Lilo and Stitch when I was a kid, and I was going through like my family had its own CPS moment where we were also being threatened to be split up. And it just hit at that exact moment where all that was starting. And so I'm saddened to hear what, you know, they made of it. Yeah.
Yeah, another thing that was that I think is weird is the threatening of taking Lilo away because like there really wasn't a reason. Like she was like, clean the house, like you're behind on these bills and you need to get insurance. But other than that, it's like the like making it seem like Lilo's just this like troubled child, and it's like if she is troubled, like her parents just passed away, right? Like there's no mention of like. Again, I get it. It's a kids movie, but it's like in reality, if she's quote unquote acting out. Like, she just lost both her parents. She's going through this transition, and no one addresses that. It's just like she is wild. Like, she's running around causing trouble, and you need to get health insurance. Like, it's silly. Yeah, like, I get it. For people, like, it's not that deep. It's a children's movie. It is deep. It is deep to me. Okay. It is deep on this podcast. We can take anything here and critique it. But anyway, yes, going back to the state does not care about children. It has contempt for children ever since they've been outlawed to work, if we're being quite honest, because they're not useful under capitalism, right? Which brings me to give me, let me pull this up, because there's, with this administration, there's like a new shit trying to be passed every fucking week. But this was posted a few days ago, and so let's see. A Republican, I don't, Dusty Johnson, who was a Republican from South Dakota, introduced a new legislation bill, and it's called Teenagers Earning Everyday Necessary Skills, TEENS for short. So, TEENS Act. And it would change the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 to adjust federal requirements for child labor laws. So it would allow states to create laws allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work until 9. So currently, the law prohibits them from working past 7 during the school year. And it would also increase the number of hours they can work during the school week from 18 to 24. And Dusty Johnson is quoted saying, "I'm not saying kids need to work all hours of the day, but we should allow them and their parents to make that choice that's best for them." He said, "Kids are allowed to play video games all hours of the night, but current law tells them that if they want to work past 7 p.m., they can't do that." And he just wants to encourage kids to experience the reward of hard work.
Have they considered that, like, it's okay for kids to fucking play, like, have playtime all hours of the night? Like, adulthood will come soon enough. Like, the whole point of, I thought, protect the children and, like, holding children sacred on some level was because we were, that is, like, supposed to be the best time of your life where you have, like, no responsibilities. Like, that is. Should be, at least should be part of the human life cycle where your childhood is this time where you just get to experience the world without like the capitalism encroaching on you, right? And I like the point you made when you were beginning this part, Cassandra, where you said that as soon as children were not useful to capitalism, they stop caring about them.
Yeah,
And
and that's to say they even cared about them to begin with, but you know what I mean, under like how valuable they are to capitalism.
yeah.
There's also, sorry, I'm there's this like so many there are also Louisiana Republicans voted to end lunch breaks for child workers. So that happened in April of this year. And it, like, these are just not isolated. Like, this has been going on for the last few years that we've seen, but this is all happening in 2025. And they also want to scrap, Republicans also want to scrap age verification requirements for employers and other states. They want minors to be able to serve alcohol. Washington Post report last year noted that. So right now, kids can't work. So there are, like, for child labor laws, like, they cannot work in meat packing plants, but they're also trying to get proposals to allow kids as young as 14 to work certain jobs in meat packing plants and to shield businesses from civil liability if a child labor is sickened. So there's, like, currently 14 to 16 states that are trying to do some of the, like, a lot of these things, which is like to loosen restrictions on child labor laws. And I think that goes, a lot of this, I think we've seen post 2020 2020. I don't, like I said, it within the last few years there have been so many stories. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, in 2023 there was a story of like 10-year-olds found working at like McDonald's restaurants. There was like more than 300 children, including 2 10-year-olds, were found working at McDonald's restaurants across Kentucky and several other states. Like, that was in 2023. In 2023 as well, there was a story of a 16-year-old immigrant from Guatemala. His name was Duvan Thomas Perez, and he died at a poultry plant, and nothing really happened to them. They got a fine, but he wasn't supposed to be working at that plant because of child labor laws prohibiting 16-year-olds from working there. But again, here we are.
Yeah, and that reminds me that one of the reasons, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but it wasn't that long ago that we had a big scare with the bird flu that was threatening to become a big thing, and that's why all of our eggs were backstocked and shit. But essentially, well, one of the reasons why the bird flu took off is because there was like no oversight of like the labor conditions in these chicken farms, and a lot of these were found to not only have like child laborers but also undocumented folks working like hella inhumane hours, and not being able to take sick leave is a big one that kept folks there, either because they couldn't afford it or because it wasn't a like it wasn't offered. And so, yes, like on a human level, this is fucked and it's a result of capitalism. But like, if you're trying to convince your most selfish like family member of why they should care about child labor laws, this is a big one. It's because there's no oversight on the conditions and thus those things impact how final products get to the general public. And in extreme cases, it can lead to things like, illnesses traveling faster than they would otherwise.
Yes, and a lot of these are also a big portion of them are like undocumented children. I've seen a lot of articles that saw a spike in this, like during, I don't know what, like a few years ago when we saw undocumented minors from Central America, right? That now are being hired and put to work in these places. There's like a quote of this is from the Association of Farm Workers Opportunity Programs that says as many as 500,000 children harvest 25% of our country's food. And that's because for the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, which I guess set the precedent for child labor laws, it did not exclude agriculture because at the time there was a lot of child labor was going on farms, right? Like family farms. And so they didn't, it didn't, and now it's like agriculture. Now it's like where we see a lot of like migrant children working and are also being exposed to pesticides, right? And also acting, which is like a whole other conversation, right? Like child actors. But yes, like it's just like child labor is not, it's still a thing, even now, like again in 2025. And the biggest thing is like if poverty, right? Because this isn't an issue for wealth, like child labor is not an issue for wealthy, rich families. It's always like poor families that see some, that's, you know, I don't want to say all families see children as economic assets, but sometimes that's the position that you're put in, and I'm not excusing that, but it's like instead of, yeah, like you said, instead of being like, let's let these kids focus on their education, on being children, on being teenagers, like let's give them the resources to be able to go to school. And like that's the only thing they should be worried about. They shouldn't be worried about whether they have to work to support their to help support their family. On that note, like, parents shouldn't have to worry about feeding their children or putting them to work, right? Giving children access to healthcare, because a lot of children obviously have that are from poor families are on, like, let's say they are on Medicaid, but not all of them, right? Like, not all children have access to healthcare. And on that note, like, their parents should have access to healthcare to be able to take care of them. So it's just, it all comes down to capitalism always. Like, you say that you like want to protect children and love children, but like, they don't have health care, you're putting them to work in these dangerous fucking conditions, trying to shorten their fucking lunch break, like, when they shouldn't be there to begin with. But it's like, no health care, they got to get to work as soon as they're out of the fucking womb, apparently. And they're like, yeah, like, just say you hate children.
Oof. Yeah, I am thinking about, yeah, all of that you said, was correct. So as we're thinking about like being back to discussions we were having last week about like, the use of pro-choice or pro-life, when conservatives and other folks talk about being pro-life and, fighting for, children to be born. Like, that's fine and dandy, but are you like fighting for children to live as well or just to be born, right? To become laborers. And it reminds me of something I read recently where it noted that, if you're not born rich, like capitalism is a system where like you're only gonna make it basically if you get extreme, like if you're rich, if you're born rich, or if you get extremely lucky, and when you're born not rich, because when you're not born rich, you're the only capital you have is your body, right? Like the labor that your body could produce is the only type of capital that you have, and maintaining it, and if you don't produce the kind of labor that is valued, then you don't have the type of money to maintain your body and thus keep producing capital to stay alive, right? So in that way, the ruling class sees us, sees working class and non-1% folks as just producing laborers, right, at the end of the day. And that's why they don't care about anything that happens after birth, because at that point you've already produced a laborer. They don't care about the conditions because you're gonna work anyways, right? So it's about their bottom line. So I'm thinking about how anytime you meet a pro-life person, quote unquote, you have to push to get them to talk about, okay, so then what happens after, these working class families have these kids? Like what are the things that are being installed in this government or under your ideal on how to help these families thrive? And if they don't have an idea of what that is, then you just let them have it. Let them know that what they're wanting is to produce more laborers for the ruling class, not to defend the sanctity of life, because like they're just producing folks who are gonna maybe be unhappy with their lot in life. Yeah. And anything else on this one?
I'm sure I missed a lot because, like I said, there's just a lot of articles that I went through. So this has been the rise of like of this has been going on for the last few years. So it's just something for people to pay attention to. Yeah, but for now, I mean, I'm sure we'll come back to this. But for now, that's all I got on that.
Nice. So other things that have been going on is that Tom York of Radiohead recently put out a statement saying that like so for if you're not familiar with Tom York of Radiohead, for like the last almost 2 years he's been like pro-Israel and saying that refusing to acknowledge like the genocide, despite his fan base believing him to be this progressive person. And just recently, he put out a statement being like, you know what, both sides are bad. And he like blamed like this whole like genocide on Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, of like, that it's all his administration's fault, right? And that's a cop out. And if you ever hear somebody else ever blame the ongoing genocide of Palestinians on just the current administration of Israel, like stop them in their tracks and be like, hey, this has actually been going on for almost a century at this point. It did not start on October 7th, and that's just being used as a scapegoat to like justify the killing of Palestinian people. And so the singer of Radiohead went on like a two-page rant about how, bad Israel is, and but worst of all, how bad that we are, like the so-called Free Palestine rockers or something like that, he called us, for pushing,
Rockers?
yeah, or like punks or something of that nature, rebels, for bullying him into saying something, right? And so he's like being a whiny little bitch baby, while still being dead wrong, but trying to seem like still maintain some sort of like facade of progressivism. And it's just,
Which, go on.
and it brought up the fact that apparently Creep by Radiohead, like it first took off in Israel, and somebody was like, yeah, somebody like the lyrics, "I don't belong here," probably do resonate with Israelis quite a lot.
So this whole thing with Radiohead is so funny because, like, first, I'm not a big Radiohead fan. I like a few songs here and there, but I've never been a huge fan of Radiohead. But I know the fans. Like, I know they think they're like intellectually and like musically superior to everybody, and Radiohead's like the greatest band. Okay, I get it. I've met a lot of Radiohead fans, but I actually have a friend who was like the biggest Radiohead fan who like refused to listen to Radiohead because this didn't just happen like recently. Like Radiohead has been performing in Israel since the 90s, even though the BDS movement has called them out multiple times for performing in Israel. And I think the latest time that they got a lot of backlash was 2017, where he made kind of like a similar statement of like that he doesn't agree, just because he doesn't agree with someone's government doesn't mean that they should be, you know, like that they don't deserve to listen to experience Radiohead live, and that music transcends borders and all this bullshit. So it's not like this new thing for Radiohead. They've always been like Israel, like on Israel's side, whether they say it outright or not, you know? But yeah, it's just like him. I think a few months ago, someone at his at a Radiohead concert like was like calling him out, where like they had to stop and like address. I don't know if this person had a flag or like he walked the singer walked off the stage, like he was upset about it. So it's taken him a while. Like I feel like he's received a lot of backlash for him to finally make a statement about it, which again, it's like we are you don't have to make a statement, bitch. We already know, unless you're like making a statement to apologize and like change your fucking views, like we don't give a shit like what you have to say. I also think it's funny that someone pointed out that his birthday's on October 7th
Oh my
and
God.
that's why he like is upset that he has to share his birthday with like I don't know what. What else? Yes, but like I think it's also funny that people are like, oh my God, all these other artists and bands are more woke than Radiohead. And it's like, yeah, like I know people were saying that about Dave Matthews Band. When Dave Matthews has been in support of Palestine since this like whole thing. And then Imagine Dragons has been like the latest band to out woke Radiohead. And I know.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people. Also,
A lot of people, but it's also this thing is like just because of
another bitch that people do not remember, is a fucking Zionist, is Regina Spektor. So
Oh yeah. Oh no, she's bad. She's like Amy Schumer
she's
bad.
Amy Schumer bad.
Like it's not even just like I know, like this bitch
No.
has been posting, I don't know about now, because I like, and I fucking loved Regina Spektor, okay? And I know people are like, she's like a ripoff Fiona Apple and
Is she?
Tori Amos, you know, like we can
Yeah.
shit. Y'all can clown on me for liking Regina Spektor, but I really did hold a special place for Regina because I, in high school, I listened to her music a lot. I just really liked Regina Spektor's music, but now I have not listened, like, absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah.
She's a violent Zionist, so no.
Yeah. She
I also
is.
like hate this thing that's like, just because like you think this artist or celebrity who band whatever's like super cool, like means that they're automatically quote unquote woke, or that
Yeah.
they share your politics, or that they're not little bitches, you know?
Yeah.
And vice versa, like with Macklemore. Like Pete, you know, like people didn't expect whatever you feel about Macklemore, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, he's from Seattle, so we should have known better. Seattle
Just a
bitches get down.
reminder to ourselves
Yeah.
that these celebrities, like, just because you think they're cool or they make experimental rock or whatever, doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. So yeah, Imagine Dragons on the same week that this has all been happening, the band Imagine Dragons like pulled out like the Palestinian flag and like let folks chant, Free Palestine in their show and like gave it a like a proper moment. And it's like, damn, Imagine Dragons and Macklemore both lapped Radiohead in this crucial moment. And like to me, this is one of those moments in history where I'm gonna remember, like it's not gonna be possible for me to go back and ever engage with these artists in the same way. Like these are turning points for a lot of us where we're seeing who's like actually down and whose message, whose art was true to their like life's message. And yeah, I am seeing that. And for me, a lot of the time, like it's a personal choice to separate the art from the artists. But some cases, particularly when it's like active harm being done, right? If somebody has like a shitty opinion is one thing, but when active harm is being done, like it's not that difficult for me to separate the art from the artist. And I just had this discussion with a friend recently because they were thinking about seeing Brand New, I think is the name of the
I
band.
was just about to bring a brand new. I was just about to bring a brand new.
Yeah, I speak on it.
As you all know, some of you may know that I was the biggest brand new fan. Like huge. Very big. Very big fan. They were my favorite band.
Oh,
I've seen,
shit.
I saw them, I don't know how many times. I kind of, my son's name is named after one of their songs. which sucks now, but okay. Moving on, my son's name is still beautiful. Yeah, just that I was a big Brand New fan, and then a lot of people still aren't aware. Like sometimes I see comments, they're like, "What did Brand New do?" And I'm just like, "Where the fuck have you been?" But in case you're one of those people, and if you don't know who Brand New is, they're just like a, let's just call them an emo band, though I think they progressed out of that genre. But it doesn't matter. We're not here to talk about them, about that. We're here to talk about, they're an emo band. They were big in like the early 2000s up until they broke up in 2018. I don't know. This was a few years ago because allegations surfaced about frontman Jesse Lacey, and the accusations were of him grooming underage fans like over the years, right? And so there was like a few girls that came forward again. They're old. They were older at the time, but they were. Shared their experiences about how he groomed them when they were underage. So they were about to start their tour, and then they, Jesse Lacey kind of just did this, ooh, sorry guys, just did this like fake apology that artists do where it's like not really owning up, like you know the like the Notes app apologies that they do where it doesn't like really mean anything or say anything. There's no accountability. There's no actual real apology. And so they kind of fell off the face of the earth. Like they just disappeared. They went away. They were going to break up anyway. They were about to do like their breakup tour. So it was just kind of like convenient for them, really, because they, you know what I mean? Like they just disappeared. And then all of a sudden, like a 2 months ago, they just kind of resurfaced and started playing like sh a sh they played like shows, or they are playing shows. Now they're on a whole tour. And it's crazy because if you go on their Instagram page, it's like, here's like the flyer for the tour, but like the comments are off. Like all of their comments are off. There's like they're I don't even know. But the thing is that a lot of people are going to see them play. And so there's like a lot of so then there was a new person that came forward with allegations of the same, and I read her story, and she like included like just like this very detailed thing. She put photos, and like they're disturbing because it's like Jesse Lacey with this like very, very young girl like hanging out. You know what I mean? It's not for not that she needs to post this proof, but it's like even when there's proof, like people were like, so still gonna go see Brand New. And like those are the comments that you see, like people that are like, fuck Brand New, right? The singer for Protest the Hero, which is another, I honestly don't know what kind of music, I don't know if they're whatever. But the singer was like calling, like at one of his shows, was like, why are people still going to see Brand New? I don't think that this person who used this stage to groom children should be giving a stage again. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. But there's like other bands that I'm sure like don't have a problem with it that are going to welcome them back with open arms, just like a lot of other people are. But it's like, yeah, separating the art from the artist. If I could do it, you bitches could do it.
Oh,
Because yes,
girl.
I because again, yes, I love Brand New, but it's like I can't even listen to that music and feel okay with myself, or be like, oh no, like my memories that are attached to this music. You know what I mean? Because it's
Oh,
also
yeah.
like if there's like songs written by Jesse Lacey by Brand New that tell on himself, like looking back.
Yeah.
There did like one of the song a song called Mashi Mashi, and it's him literally writing it about a girl in high school. And at the time, I thought he wrote this song in high school, right? Like
Yeah.
he just, and then looking at it now, I'm like, this is disturbing.
Yeah.
But I agree with that sentiment that they should have just disappeared because there's no accountability. Like, just because you fell off for like a few years and came back doesn't mean anything, right? And it's kind of like, yeah, like you're still using this stage that you use before to groom children. So, yeah.
Yeah, I am. Oof. I think the only ex like big experience I've had in this type of shit is I used to love Kanye West when I was like, yeah, he came out when I was in college. So like that was so much of my college experience. And one of my favorite albums was like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like that was like top five albums for me, but I cannot engage that man at all, like on any level. Like it was kind of a no-brainer, to be honest with you. And so I like sympathize with people who have this issue, but that's just not
It's also
me. Yeah.
like people like for example when like this whole thing with Brand New happened, like I remember re going on Twitter and seeing what people were saying, and it's like, why, who am I to make this shit about myself, about
Yeah.
like, oh now I can't listen to this band and now
Yes.
my life is ruined because I can't, and it's like, what a, you're not the focus here. You know, like it's not about you. And like, yeah, we can talk about, sure, like it sucks or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's like there were again actual children that were harmed at the center of this, and like fans making it about themselves is like also just like poor taste. Like it's just like, why? Like, just stop listening. Stop. More than listening, it's like people are really like paying money to see them.
Yeah.
Like, first, you shouldn't be listening at all, but it's like not only are you like you're supporting them. And again, there has been no accountability from. And it's also not just like Jesse Lacey, because it's like the entire band hasn't said shit. The entire band is still there. This latest girl's post that she made was like the producer, the managers knew, like the, like, you know what I mean? It's like it's not just like one. It's not just Jesse Lacey. It's not just the singer. It's everyone that was around that knew that kind of look the other way. So, anyway.
Yeah. And with that, J-Lo kissed a woman, you know?
Stop. You think it was her first time?
It looked like her first time.
Oh, no. This happened. Tell people what happened.
The American Music Awards, Jennifer Lopez was giving a dance tribute to all the hit songs.
I
And
need to
then
see this.
during some random song, it wasn't even like a Chappell Roan song. It was, I
Wait,
forgot.
was it her songs?
No, it was just all the hits of
Oh,
2024.
okay. That's interesting
She
and
was just
weird.
dancing to all the, oh, is this like her second or third time doing that? Like at the AMA specifically.
I saw
It's,
those struggle vocals
oh,
for
girl.
sure.
Yeah, it's the only award show that gives her anything, so it's really close to her heart. But she like there was like a sexy song, I can't put my finger on it at the moment. And but it wasn't a Chappell Roan song, which is when I saw the
Looks like
clip, I was like,
Sabrina
"Oh."
Carpenter.
I was like, "Oh, she's probably doing this to like Good Luck Babe or something," but nope. And I'm just like, "You know what?" Somebody tweeted, "You're 50 years old. You're too old to be bisexual."
I love that tweet. Like, mine is just ex-bisexual.
Oh God. Oh, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Oh my God, remember her tweet that we were talking about that was like, let's get proud?
Oh my God.
Was she, did she mean to say pride? Or I don't remember. No, I think she meant to say, let's get proud.
Yeah,
Let's
like let's
get
get proud. Oh
proud.
God. I'm so embarrassed. Oh
She
God.
stays embarrassing you, but you
She
love her.
Oh my God, she's so embarrassed. That just reminded me of the White House. I'm like crying of embarrassment right now. Like I'm actually tearing up. When she did America the Beautiful or whatever, My Land is Your Land or whatever fucking song at the inauguration, and at it, Let's Get Loud. Like why? And
At
then
the same
nobody
time,
got loud. Oh God.
she got loud. It's just like she's so embarrassing that she's so brave. And like at the same time, I gotta like respect her a little bit, just a little bit for the bravery of like her delusions, you know what I mean?
She does have a song called Brave.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's not good. Actually, no, I think Brave is a good song off that album. I forgot what the name of the album. It's the one where it was one of those flop albums in her career, which there are surprisingly large amount of those albums considering
How many albums does she even have?
she doesn't have that many, actually. She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I
Eight,
guess she has
nine?
nine. I guess that is a
That's
lot,
two,
actually.
that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess in 26 years of career, she has 9 albums. There was just a big break between albums. So that's, yeah, there was like a 10-year break between albums. So that's why I forgot that she had so many. And I also didn't fa follow her Spanish
That's
career.
one too many.
Yeah. You know, I will say this. This Is Me Then is a good R&B album. And she knows how to make dance songs, okay? But she's just so committed to being embarrassing that I don't know. It's just so, mi gente Latino. And there was a, oh my gosh, she was in an interview recently where they asked her like, have you seen the meme? And she was like, yeah, but I don't get it. What did I do wrong? And the
Oh, for
interview
the
with
mi gente.
Mi Gente Latino, when she like said thank you with the American Music Award, and she was like, I don't, why are people laughing? What's so funny about thanking Mi Gente Latino? Isn't that how you say it? And the interviewer was like trying to be respectful. So he's like, that's one way to say it. Yes, but most people say it, mi era mi gente latina. And yeah, she's
I
so
like
deep.
Mi Gente Latino. Iconic. I'm
It
sorry.
is.
It
It's
is
so,
iconic.
oh, anytime I do something mediocre, mi gente latino. So with that said, happy Pride Month, and what's made you less bitter recently?
My God. I knew you were gonna ask this. And I
I
never
hate,
haven't.
you're always
I never have
surprised.
anything. I never have anything other than it rained fucking finally over here. And it wasn't even a lot. It's not even a lot,
You're happy
but
because of rain? Oh my
I'm happy.
God.
Just like I was happy because of the sun, I'm happy because we're in the fucking desert. We have received no fucking rain, okay? Which is also like these fucking dust storms. Whatever. I don't want to get into climate change right now in El Paso. Just say that it rained and it wasn't even a lot, but it made me happy. This was last night, okay? So yeah, so it didn't smell delicious, felt good, and it made me happy for those like 20 minutes that it rained.
Oh,
Also, summer's here, and I don't know how I feel about it. I feel good because I get to see my child more, and
yeah.
then it's also summer's just boring though.
What the f
As a mother, it's boring. I don't know. To me, it's boring and hot.
I guess I don't expect to be thrilled in the summer. I expect to like lounge and be leisurely.
I
Like
can't
everything,
lounge.
every.
I'm working on it. It's like every time I try to lounge, I get anxiety because I'm like, I need to be doing something. Like, why am I not doing something?
I actually hate doing activities in nature. I hate hiking. I cannot imagine going camping and having to fend for myself. Like, I like to go by a natural situation and like be leisurely. The first,
Glamping, what do they call it?
not even, I think that even would take too much out of me too.
Take too much out of you. I wish I'd go camping.
I don't want to shit in the woods. Oh.
Okay.
That reminds me, I went, the first time I went to the so-called beach in Portland, I was preparing for like a chill day by the beach, and there, the closest beach to Portland proper is Real Beach. Listen up, fucking Portlanders. The Real Beach, which a beach has to be part of an ocean, like A1, it has to be part of an ocean. Like the beach connects to the sea. A river that has some sand by it is not a beach. That is a river, no matter how much you paint it. So these bitches were like, let's get ready for a beach day. We go to the fucking river, and there's nothing, there's no parking nearby. You have to walk like a mile each way to get to the fucking river because the nearest parking is like up the mountain or whatever. And so I'm here carrying all my shit to have a nice, peaceful beach day. Oh, I was so pissed that first day. But yeah, I like lounging by natural situations.
Okay.
The thing that's made me most less bitter is that I got a bike recently off Facebook
Yay.
Marketplace. I literally downloaded Facebook again just to go on Facebook Marketplace. And let's hope this bike works. It worked during the,
What do you mean? Let's hope it
because I went, because it, I don't know, you never know. It looks good. I
Well,
just
have
got it
you used
yesterday,
it?
actually.
Oh,
Yeah, I
okay.
used it for like, well, it's not new. It's like, it's a used
Yeah, it's
bike.
used, but I mean, it
Yeah.
should work. You used it.
Yeah. One of the brakes is a little iffy,
That
but
could be fixed.
yeah, we'll see how this goes. I paid $75, so hopefully it goes very far. And I just needed to like ride to the park, you
That's all
know,
you need to start
yeah,
off.
ride to hang out. So I'm never gonna go to a mountain, so I don't need something crazy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just a basic bike.
Yeah, so that's made me less bitter because I love having a bike, and but somebody stole my bike out of my backyard like almost 2 years ago. So, yeah, and I
I would
hadn't
cry
been
if
able to
someone stole
replace.
my bike.
Oh, bitch, there was just a whole series of events that I will talk in a private moment. But yeah, somebody broke into my house and stole my bike, which was rough.
That
Yeah,
sounds rough. I'm
yeah,
sorry that happened, but I'm
yeah.
glad you have a bike now.
Yeah,
That
me
sounds
too.
exciting. What
Yeah.
color is it?
It's green. It's green.
Like mine.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Southwest bike trip.
Right, yeah, I don't know about
Bike across the slime, 2025.
that. We should do a tour, you know, people would fall.
Girl, tour de slime.
Yes, sir.
Right, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us.
Okay, we'll
Okay.
see you next week.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.